And KVGC News Time, now 9 minutes after the hour, topping the news for today. Well, California's jobless rate held steady at 7.7%, while the mother load increased. Now, these are according to figures released by the Employment Development Department. The hiring rate actually slowed down in June, even with 73,500 jobs added in the month. The mother load did not follow the state's lead as it saw an uptick. Amador County's jobless rate climbed from 6.3% in May to 6.9% in June. Calaveras County's rate also inched up from 5.4% in May to 5.8% last month. 8 of California's 11 industry sectors gained jobs in June. Leisure and hospitality continued to have the state's largest month-over-increase for the fifth consecutive month at 44,400 jobs, with restaurants hiring and increased tourism. Construction netted the largest reduction, with 3,000 jobs lost due to a decrease in building. Now, the national unemployment rate is 5.9%. Data for the month of July is scheduled to be released on August 20th. A containment of the Tamarack fire is holding at 27% this morning. This follows a weekend in which conditions allowed firefighters to directly engage the edge of the fire on several fronts. Challenges included smoke coming from the fire itself and the Dixie Fire, which is burning to the northwest. Reduced visibility has limited the use of firefighting aircraft. As of 6 p.m. last night, residents of Markleyville, Woodfords, and much of the area in the Alpine County area first threatened by the Tamarack Fire started to return to their homes in the afternoon. Highway 88 will remain closed in the area, so residents will have to show proof in order to get past the barricade. Mandatory evacuations are still in place for Blue Lake Road, Upper and Lower Blue Lakes Campground, Highway 4 from 88 to Ebbets Pass, and portions of 395 also remain closed for firefighting and public safety. Firefighters are bracing for the return of thunderstorms today as monsoonal moisture makes its way back up north, but there's also a potential for heavy rains this afternoon and evening, which could actually aid in the firefighting efforts. And, of course, we're experiencing a lot of drift smoke in our area from the Dixie Fire in Butte and Plumas counties and the Tamarack Fire near Markleyville. Calaveras Consolidated Fire and CAL FIRE responded to a vegetation fire behind Valley Springs Fitness Center last evening. Fire was in a homeless encampment up the hill from the fitness center. Forward progress was stopped at approximately 2 acres. Now, this is the third fire in the general area in the last couple of months. The cause of the fire is under investigation. And hot, dry drought conditions continue to drive an increase in wildfire activity statewide. According to CAL FIRE, figures released on Friday show the latest wildfire numbers, a hike of 257%. That's 257% in acres burned over last year at this time. In all, there have been 275,683 more acres charred. Earlier last week, Governor Newsom reported securing 12 additional firefighting aircraft for exclusive use in statewide response efforts. No details on the exact type of aircraft were released. They will join, though, over 60 fixed-wing and rotary aircraft, making CAL FIRE the largest civil aerial firefighting fleet in the world. And a coalition of Calaveras County water agencies are starting to meet regularly to discuss and prepare for impacts related to the drought. The group, Calaveras Conserves, was formed in 2015 in response to drought and water supply concerns. It's made up of officials from the Union Public Utility District, Valley Springs Public Utility District, City of Angels, Blue Lake Springs Municipal Water Company, Utica Power and Water Authority, Calaveras Public Utility District, and Calaveras County Water District. Now, Governor Newsom has requested that all Californians voluntarily reduce water usage by 15%. There are no mandated reductions at this time, but changes could be soon forthcoming. And Amador County public work crews are scheduled to begin work this week on Willow Creek Road. This project is scheduled to run about a month. It'll start at Highway 16 and Willow Creek Road and continue for about 2 miles southward. There will be intermittent one-way traffic delays for road repair and asphalt overlay. Again, that continues through August 23rd. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.